Another disease that scientists hope to prevent with vaccines is malaria. Researchers are already testing some experimental vaccines on people. Eric Kneeler spoke with some of the volunteers.
Early on a cold fall morning, a dozen volunteers gather in a waiting room at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research outside Washington. The volunteers include college students, Walter Reed employees, and a 41-year-old single mom from Baltimore named Renee Kruger. She says she volunteered because she wants to help people at risk for malaria, including U.S. troops serving overseas.
Every medicine that we have, whether it's over-the-counter or prescription, somebody had to be willing to try it in order for us to have the medicines that we use.
Right now, there's no clinically available vaccine for malaria, although there are some experimental ones in the works. Walter Reed researchers want to test a new vaccine they hope will protect against one of the four major strains of malaria parasite, called Plasmodium vivax. Colonel Chris Ockenhouse directs Walter Reed's malaria vaccine research program. He says the volunteers will permit a quick test of whether the vaccine has promise.
If you had to do this same process out in the field, you may have to vaccinate tens of thousands of individuals and wait a year or two to determine whether your vaccine worked or not.
Here, the research will take just 2 weeks. The scientists will vaccinate these volunteers, then intentionally infect them with a malaria parasite to see if they get sick. The stakes are high. Ockenhouse says it's taken 6 years of lab work just to get to this stage of vaccine development.
We're cautiously optimistic that there'll be some individuals in this group that will be fully protected, will have no symptoms at all.
I hate mosquitoes.
Renee Kruger has been vaccinated, and now she's about to become infected. She joins the other volunteers around a table, rolls up her sleeve, and places her arm over a small, screen-covered canister.
They're not biting yet.
It holds 5 mosquitoes that carry the malaria parasite. Kruger can't leave until she's been bitten by all 5.
I got bit. What was it, 2?
It was 2.
2
yeah,
of them bit me?
I'm good.
No, 3 of them bit me.
3 of them bit me, so I need 2 more.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She brushes her reddish-brown hair from her face and tries to stay patient. Some volunteers are done in a few minutes. In her case, it takes almost an hour.
They're starting to itch a little bit where the mosquitoes bit, but other than that, I'm fine.
And with the protection of the experimental vaccine, Kruger hopes she'll stay fine. Some of the other volunteers know they won't stay healthy. Army First Sergeant Joe Civitello is in the so-called control arm of the study. He's in a comparison group that did not receive the vaccine.
I don't want to get malaria. Somebody got to do that part too, right?
Civitello has seen malaria firsthand on deployments to Haiti and Afghanistan. He doesn't seem too worried.
You might get sick and feel bad for a day or two, but that's okay.
Now that they've been infected, the volunteers head home. They go back to work and to their families. Meanwhile, the malaria parasites are moving through their bodies. The parasites infect the liver. Then they reproduce and move to the bloodstream, where they attack red blood cells. It takes at least 10 days before any symptoms set in. So on the 9th day, the volunteers return.
Everybody has their bath, right?
This time, they check into a hotel where Walter Reed doctors will monitor their health.
All right, follow me, girls.
It's a Friday night, and Renee Kruger feels great. In fact, she's brought her 2 daughters for the weekend.
This is Melanie. She's 9. This is Jennifer. She's 4. And then we have Heaven, which is Melanie's best friend for the past 4 years. They're excited. When they get to the hotel, they think we're on vacation.
On Saturday, Kruger takes the girls shopping and to the hotel's indoor swimming pool. The same day, Sergeant Civitello gets sick, just as expected. He later recalled how miserable he was.
Throughout the day, as we got into late afternoon, it just started getting like a floaty feeling, and your muscles started to kind of ache a little bit. And then the headache and the fever and the diarrhea start to kick in, and you're like, this is not fun.
Doctors immediately treat him with 2 kinds of anti-malaria medicine, although it takes a while for them to kick in. Meanwhile, on Sunday morning, Renee Kruger still feels pretty good. Then, that afternoon, she gets a call from the doctors. They've been testing her blood, and they need to discuss the results right away.
Hi, Renee.
Hi.
You were just here a while ago.
Yes, I was.
So your blood smear is positive. Obviously, that's why we brought you back.
Okay.
Major Jason Bennett is running the clinical trial. He explains that the parasite is multiplying in her body.
So, Donna, we'll get your vitals, and then we'll start your medication.
All right, sounds good. I feel fine, though. I was a little surprised when I got the call.
Yeah,
I mean, I was a little tired, but I just thought that was from, you know, just being lazy today. But I guess maybe that's why I'm tired.
Over the next several days, Kruger develops the typical symptoms of malaria: tired, achy muscles, some nausea, and fever. The fact that she and the others are getting sick suggests the vaccine is not working. But Major Bennett is taking a glass-half-full approach.
The main goal of this trial was to test the safety of the vaccine. So we know that the vaccine is safe. So the second part of the study is the challenge portion, and that's where you look at efficacy. Can't really say anything about the vaccine itself yet.
Even if vaccinated people are getting sick, Bennett says the vaccine may have had some effect. Maybe it delayed symptoms. Figuring that out will take more analysis. 4 days later, on Thursday, the trial is done. By now, Kruger has recovered from malaria, but she looks exhausted, and she's disappointed.
You know, we wanted it to work. It would have been nice to be part of something that could have been life-changing for a lot of people, you know. Could have saved a lot of lives.
As for the researchers, they say failure is the norm in early vaccine trials, which is why they're working on other approaches to immunizing people against malaria. Those experimental vaccines will also need to be tested on humans. Walter Reed's doctors say they'll be looking for new groups of volunteers later this year. For The World, I'm Eric Kneeler, Silver Spring, Maryland.